He and Sara were lethargic and uncommunicative, and added up to about half a human being between them. I began to worry. They belonged to a hardy people accustomed to surviving cruel disasters. They should show some signs of recovery. I assembled the brains of the outfit. Cletus, Loftus, Longinus, Goblin and One-Eye, Otto and Haga. I got some questions, troops.
He gotta be here?
Goblin meant Tyday. He's all right. Ignore him.
What kind of questions?
One-Eye demanded. So far, we haven't had any major health problems in the company. But there's cholera and typhoid out there, not to mention plenty of the old-fashioned drizzling shits. We all right? Goblin muttered something and passed gas loudly.
Barbarian,
One-Eye sneered.
We're all right because we follow Croker's health rules like they was religious laws. Only we can't make the rules stick much longer. We're almost out of fuel. And these Nguyen Bao? They don't like to bother boiling water and keeping clean and not shitting where they live. We got them going along right now. But it ain't going to last.
It's been overcast and nasty for a few days, I hear. Are we collecting any rainwater?
Plenty for us, Loftus told me. But not enough for us and them, let alone getting any put back into the cisterns.
I was afraid of that. About the fuel, I mean.
You guys know any way to fix rice and beans so you can digest them without cooking them?
Nobody knew.
Longina suggested, maybe soaking them a long time in water might help. My mother did that.
Damn, I really want us to get through this. But how?
Goblin seemed to develop a small secret smile at that, like he had a definite idea.
He exchanged glances with One-Eye. You guys got something?
Not yet, Goblin told me. There's an experiment we still have to try.
Get on with it.
After the meeting, we need you to help.
Wonderful.
All right. Can anyone tell me what the rest of the city thinks about our disappearance?
Hagop coughed, clearing his throat. He didn't say much ordinarily, so everybody paused to listen.
I've been doing watches in the lookouts. Sometimes you can hear talk. I don't think we've done our reputation any good. Also, I don't think we've fooled anybody. They don't talk about us much, but nobody figures we just cut out. They think we found some way to dig a hole and fill it up with wine, women, and food, and pulled it in after us, and we ain't coming back out again till the rest of them are good and dead.
Guys, I tried to get the wine, women, and banquets, but